Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello,
I'm
sir.
calling for my wife. She's, I guess, a little background. She's a downwinder from Hanford, and she has so many things, so many autoimmune things, arthritis, fibromyalgia, Sjogren's syndrome. And she was just at the dermatologist, and she's been seeing this dermatologist for several years. And she has, I'm trying to remember the name, a silver cap or silver skin plaque psoriasis on her scalp.
Uh-huh.
And it's really, really bad. I mean, it's thick. It's like she's snowing. And originally,
no, bad case.
Yeah, it's really severe. She was on a prescription medication. One of them was clobetasol. But since I retired, I'm having to carry my own prescription drug coverage, and it's well over $300 for the medications that were prescribed, and that's just not possible. Is there any other way of controlling this?
Well, yes, sir. There's a report from Europe, probably a couple of years ago now, where someone who had what's called Helicobacter pylori in the stomach took what I wouldn't recommend because there's natural things that work better, but took the so-called triple antibiotic remedy to clear up the Helicobacter pylori, and doggone it if their psoriasis didn't get better. In fact, it went away. And so then there was another case report like that, namely the clearing up the Helicobacter pylori, which usually live in the stomach, and the skin problem went away. Now, Helicobacter pylori is known to induce autoimmune reactions, just as a parenthesis there. Okay, back to the big study. Well, after those two cases were reported, there were over 100 people with psoriasis enrolled in this big old study, and they treated them all for Helicobacter pylori in the stomach, and doggone it, the large majority of them, the psoriasis cleared up, sir. So it appears that many, many cases of psoriasis are due to the fact that we didn't know we had a Helicobacter pylori infection in our stomachs. And by the way, even though Helicobacter pylori, it does cause stomach ulcers, sometimes it just lives there having its own fun, but doesn't give you a stomach ulcer, so you don't even know it's there. And there are a couple of tests. There are Helicobacter antibody tests that can be done on blood, and there's Helicobacter antibody there's Helicobacter breath tests, they're called, where you take in some molecules that are safe for humans, but Helicobacters just love them, and they turn them into something that is not found in human breath. So if it's coming out in the human breath, you got to have a Helicobacter in you. So anyway, that's what I look at, sir. Now, the trouble is that conventional dermatologists, good as they are just ignoring these reports, too. Oh, my goodness, they were done in Europe. Can't apply to Americans, I guess. So you have to work with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to first find out if there's Helicobacter. And then, funny thing, but there's a natural remedy dates back to the 1990s that clears up psoriasis. And you know what? Somebody discovered that it kills Helicobacter. What do you know? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, check in with somebody who knows about this. I don't know how many natural medicine doctors are applying this yet, simply because at Tahoma Clinic, we have one doc who is full-time all over the Internet and the University of Washington Library finding the latest in research, and he's the one who found this. It hasn't been published here in the States yet.
I see. Okay, well, that might be exactly what we're looking for. I have a quick question that came up when I was listening to the last gentleman that was on talking about magnesium for the heart. I have magnesium orotate. How does that compare, or is that good or better?
Anytime we're over 60, anytime we're over 60, we need to pay attention to the Mayo Clinic research on 3,400 people reported in 1932 that told us by the time we all get to be 60, we got a 50-50 chance of decreased stomach acid. That just happens with time in a lot of us. And the citrate form absorbs the best in the face of possibly declined stomach acid. So unless a person knows their stomach is perfectly okay, after age 60, I usually recommend the citrate form of both calcium and magnesium because they get in best.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
Okay, sir. And by the way, that Helicobacter, it causes a lot of different autoimmune problems. It does. It causes, for example, ITP, which just means your platelets go down because of an autoimmune reaction. So if she does happen to have that, it might clear more than psoriasis to get rid of it.